Beauty Pop, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Well, hey there, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and we're going to jump right on into this week's Color of the Week. This week's Color of the Week is fuchsia. Fuchsia is a vivid purplish-red color, and it's named after the flower of the fuchsia plant. Did you know there was a plant? There was a fuchsia plant? I didn't know that either. But it took its name from the 16th century German botanist Leonhard Fuchs. Now, the color fuchsia was first introduced as the color of a new aniline dye called fuchsine. It was patented in 1859 by the French chemist François-Emmanuel Verguin. Its name was changed the same year to magenta to celebrate a victory of the French army at the Battle of Magenta on June 4, 1859, near the Italian city of that same name. Now, the color fuchsia, which actually happens to be my very favorite color, it represents compassion, nurturing, and love. It relates to unconditional love and understanding and the giving and receiving of nurturing. Fuchsia is a combination of red and white. And pink contains the need for the action of red, helping it to achieve the potential for success and insight offered by white. It's the passion and power of red softened with the purity, openness, and completeness of white. The deeper the pink, the more passion and energy it exhibits. So pink is feminine and romantic, affectionate and intimate, thoughtful and caring. It tears down the, hold on one moment. It tears down, tones down the physical passion of red, replacing it with a gentle, loving energy. So I'm going to go back to that. So pink is feminine and romantic. It's affectionate and intimate. It's thoughtful and caring. And so it tones down the physical passion of red. Because red is really, really passionate. That's why we get red roses and red lipstick. It shows passion. And it replaces it with a gentle and loving energy. So pink is intuitive and insightful. It shows tenderness and kindness with its empathy and sensitivity. Now, in color psychology, pink is a sign of hope. It's a positive color, inspiring warm and comforting feelings, a sense that everything will be okay. Pink calms and reassures our emotional energies. It alleviates feelings of anger, aggression, resentment, abandonment, and neglect. Studies have confirmed that exposure to large amounts of pink can have a calming effect on the nerves and create physical weakness in people. Now, did you know this? That violent and aggressive prisoners have been successfully calmed by placing them in a pink room for a specified amount of time. Now, but exposure for too long can have the opposite effect. So the color pink puts people in touch with the nurturing side of themselves through either the need to receive or the need to give, nurturing and tender loving care. Be aware of this if you have a friend who constantly wears pink, as it may indicate a need for acceptance, support, and unconditional love. So pink and fuchsia is a version of pink. That is this week's color of the week. So everyone throw on a little bit of fuchsia, whether it's in that handbag or a dress or a tie. Fuchsia, the color of the week on Beauty Pop. So I want to say welcome, hello to this week's special guest. It was supposed to be Mr. Oba Babatunde, and unfortunately Oba has gotten held up in a meeting, and he sends his regrets, but he will be here next week to chat with us. But this week we have the outstanding, fabulous John Downey III, who has lots and lots to tell us. Hey, John, are you there?
Hey, Melina, how are you?
I'm so great. Thank you. Thank you. It was my birthday yesterday, and so it was...
I sent you a big thing on Facebook and said, happy birthday.
thank you. I had so much fun.
I should have called and actually sang to you, because I do the whole, happy birthday to you, you know, song. So
Well, do it now. Do it now. It's never too late. Go ahead. Go ahead. We want to hear John sing. Yay, John.
Okay. Let's see if we can do it. My voice sounds like raspy, but that's okay. So at our little church, we sing, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Now,
yay.
That wasn't rehearsed. I wasn't warmed up, but that'll segue right into what's happening on May 18th. Reverend Della has asked me to sing for my soul sister, that angel, Roma Downey, at the church service, and I'm very thrilled to do that. I actually worked with Roma's husband, Mark, on The Contender. And I hope he's there too, but I'm really fascinated to learn her story because not only did she, you know, nab one of the biggest and best producers in the business and they have such a loving relationship and Reverend Della married them, but, you know, Roma is so fascinating. Her brother, by the way, is a Catholic priest, I heard, and his name is also John Downey. And she's going to come in and tell her story. And what's very interesting is I had known that Roma did like a children's series with the Bible. And one day she went to Mark and she said, you know, I want to do, you know, like a movie on the Bible. And he said, you want to do Genesis or something? She's like, no, I want to do the whole Bible. So, you know, as big of a producer as Mark is, we know Roma as an actress, but the reality is she knows how to produce and, you know, this movie Son of God is just rolling and rolling and rolling. So I'm really fascinated to, you know, hear her real story. And I know that they shared such love on that set. And I know that she and, you know, Reverend Della are so close and they have such a great relationship. And it is so, it'll be a reunion. And although I can't tell you what we are going to sing, I hear we're rehearsing on Friday. There's going to be a song that is probably going to knock everybody's socks off and just take the house down. So you got to get ready, you know, for what we are going to do. So, and I also hear that Miss Kim Yarborough is going to join us that Sunday, too, although I'm part of the quartet of Wally White and Franklin Lett and Mike Williams, who will be singing a couple of tunes for Roma when she comes in as a special gift. So we are very, very, very jazzed about that.
Well, that is going to be so exciting. I can't wait to hear it. I mean, your voice is so wonderful. And Wally and everybody. So, you know, it's coming from the heart. And so we know that when things come from the heart and it comes from a place of love, it is the way it's supposed to be. It always comes out beautifully and absolutely marvelously. So I am so looking forward to being in attendance, and I hope our listeners who are in the Los Angeles area will be able to be in attendance. That is Sunday, May the 18th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Understanding Principles Church, the UP Church, Understanding Principles for Better Living, UP Church, and that's on 600 West Clean Street in Inglewood, California. So we're going to take a very quick break, and we will be right back with more Beauty Pop with John Downey III. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RethaGray.nerium.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Melina brand.
The Melina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment,
MGSC.
Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.
And we're back with Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and that was an awesome commercial. The Melina Gay Signature Collection jewelry line can also be accessed via the internet at MelinaGaySignatureCollection.com, M-I-L-L-E-N-A-G-A-Y, SignatureCollection.com. Lots of fine custom pieces ready for you to wear and enjoy. So we are back. John Downey the Third, hey. John.
Are you ready for John Downey Gossip?
Yes, that's what we're waiting to hear. John Downey Gossip.
Okay.
What's the scoop? What you got?
Now, you know, and I said it's John Downey Gossip. So it's not about anybody else. So so there is a little bit of big news brewing in my world, and I have to talk in non-disclosure code, but I can talk a little bit freely. So I think I told you before when I was on the show that I was working on a new project. And, you know, we actually started shooting this week, which was kind of fun. We are not we're going to go on the air June 3rd, and as we get closer, I can probably tell you guys a little bit more about that. But I had a ball this weekend. I was being out in the field, running the mean streets of Hollywood, hanging with the people. So that was a lot of fun. I mean, I think I spent about 20 hours shooting from Friday night to Sunday morning. Yeah. So, which is why the voice is probably a little, you know, hoarse today, but, it's very exciting, and, there's going to be more information to follow, but, you know, in my spiritual journey, God never leaves you alone without more stuff coming up, and I received a, I'm trying to think what day it was, because everything seems to happen so fast. It might have been, yesterday. Today's Tuesday, right? So yesterday was Monday. So we shot all weekend, and then bright and early Monday morning, I got an email from the good folks at Harpo.
Oh, Harpo. We love Harpo.
Yeah,
we love Harpo.
And they are potentially interested in me working on a project with them. So I did something that was very fascinating, which you'll kind of laugh, I think, because I'm sure you've done it a lot before. I had to do one of those little Skype interviews. this morning, and I'm gonna tell the backstory because that will be even funnier. So when they reached out to me, you know, I get like 100 emails overnight from the work that I do, and I'm not talking about from the people on my job. You know, I'm talking about all of the people who have content that they want to place on television shows. You know, are contacting me and showing me, you know, what they've been doing, what they have been shooting. You know. And so anyhow, when the email came in from the woman at Harpo, I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, this is really funny. So I immediately called up my girl, Rolanda, because I was like, if anyone knows how to Skype, she must know how to Skype. So I called her up, and I had a Skype account, which I just never used because I didn't have a computer that really used it, but now I have an iPad. And so I had Rolanda on one phone on the iPhone, and then the iPad in the hand, and we were clicking buttons, and before you knew it, Rolanda and I were Skyping each other yesterday as a practice for the meeting I had this morning on the phone, which was quite interesting. And then I talked to my colleagues who I know over there, because there's a couple of friends of mine who work there, one in Chicago who had worked on Oprah, and then a couple out here, and they gave me all, you know, the backstory that I should know for the interview and phone, you know, Skype call. And it was, and I had, like, you'll laugh, I had 17 pages of notes, and then I went home and did my own research, just like you do on the show, for the show. And then I did a setup at the house where all the research was laid up against, you know, the mirror in the house, and I just sat there with the camera this way so I could just peep over every once in a while if I needed to. And I took a crazy picture of myself so that I had evidence of what I was doing, you know, to show people, and they've all been laughing at me all day long. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed, because I think that when this comes to pass, and it comes to pass through the prayer work I've been doing, because it would be an answered request I put out there to the Father, you know, to move in this direction in my career, come this fall, the next announcement will probably be, you'll hear that I'm working for Meredith Vieira next. So! There you have it. It's going to go bam, bam, boom. So that's the little bit of gossip going on, you know, as the wheels turn in John Downey's world.
I love it. That's a new story. That's a new soap opera. As the wheels turn in John Downey's world.
Yeah. No,
I love it. So now, are you going to be working for Meredith? And we know Meredith from The View. She was a co-host on The View, and she was the host of the Millionaire Game.
Right.
So you want to be a millionaire?
It's all about doing the steps that lead to where you eventually want to go. So I do believe that the Harpo step will lead me to NBC in the fall. So that's rather exciting. And I think, as you know, and as your viewers know, you know, the quickest way to receiving in life is you have to plant a seed and you have to speak it into existence. And it's very funny that this is, you know, that this is going on right now, although it is no accident because it is the prayer work. But I've been working very closely with Sherry James over at Up Church, who is our, you know, assistant minister. And she and I have been doing prayer work, not just daily, but in her Sunday morning class, which is before services. And I am a witness that this, what is happening in my career, is a direct result of doing that. So I would highly encourage anyone out there, especially if they're having a spiritual hiccup, to get a mentor who can work with you to break through, you know, your personal walls and boundaries so that you can live the life that you want to live, exactly the way you want to live it, because it's available. So
it is.
So that's what's going on here. And I think we've mentioned before the event coming up at Raleigh Studios on June 5th, you know, with my clearance. Oh, and I don't think I told you, because I might not have talked to you since, I got reelected as the co-executive director to the board of CLEAR, the Association of Research and Clearance Professionals. Melina? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Just a little technical glitch for a moment caused me to disappear, but I'm back. But yes, you just have to have faith and keep on planting those seeds and then providing water and sunshine, which is prayer and faith, and you focus on what you want and not so much of what you don't want. Don't focus on that, because what you focus on, you draw to you. So it's just like if you're riding a motorcycle or riding a bicycle and you see a rock or see a ditch, and you're like, okay, I can't focus. I'm not going to fall in the ditch. I don't want to fall in the ditch. And what happens? Ultimately, you fall in the ditch because you focus on it, versus if you just keep your eye on the road, keep your eye on the prize and where you want to go, you will avoid those pitfalls in life. You'll avoid the negativity by focusing on the positivity, because what we focus on is what we draw to us. It's just naturally the way it is. So, yeah, that's wonderful, John. That is so, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy. We're going to keep our prayers up and our fingers crossed and our toes crossed, and we are just going to wish and want and know that the best is coming for you with Meredith. Now, are you going to be working with Meredith or for Meredith?
The intention is to get, is to position ourselves to work on the show this fall. So, so that's the next step that we're looking to, take after, you know, after we take the Harpo step. So, one thing leads to another, you know, which is a great mm-hmm. thing. So, but, and as I think I mentioned before, you know, we have the upcoming event at Raleigh Studios for the Rights and Clearances Guild, and I actually just got reelected to be the co-executive director for another 2 years. So, yeah, so that happened, I think it was last Monday. You know, so much has been going on so quick, but any of your viewers are interested or listeners are interested in coming to our CLEAR event at Raleigh Studios on June 5th. They can reach out to me at clearhollywood@gmail.com. That'll come directly to me, and I'll know that it came through the show. And then they can join us. As you know, we had a marvelous time with your team and Natalie Whittle, and we did a red carpet, and we're hoping to make it even a bigger event this year, and it's going to be a little bit more let-your-hair-down cocktail-oriented. And it is a free event to get to know the good folks at CLEAR, which is the, you know, Association of Research and Clearance Professionals that I work with. And if anyone wants to know about us, they just look up CLEAR, Inc., which is INC, .org, which is our group, and you'll learn all about us. So, and we handle all the rights and clearances for film and television, from all the Tyler Perry movies to all the, Lucasfilm to Mad Men to the TV show Cosmos, the Tosh.0, you name it, our folks are working on it. So,
well, you have some fabulous folks working on it, and it was a wonderful event last year, and I can't wait for it to see it this year, to be a part of it this
and
year.
You really made the difference. It was our little crew that kind of hung out afterwards and did all that, you know, photo bombing stuff, and it just, I mean, it made the night. So we're going to play that in the Fire Pit Lounge this year. So,
nice. Yeah. Oh, that's so wonderful. You know, that makes me feel good. That's what it's about. We're here to help each other and support each other, and it's just, you know, taking pictures and chatting it up helps take it to the next level. Then let's do some more of it. So it's my pleasure and honor, John. You're a wonderful person and a dear friend, and just love you to pieces. You are fabulous.
Well, I always love chatting with you on the shows that we do. So, you know, it's fun to be here. Thank you so much. So.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for joining me today. Thank you for stepping up at the last moment. Oh, but we'll be here next week. He did confirm that. But unfortunately, he got caught up. It's hard being a It's hard and it's fun being a working actor. You know, sometimes we get called into those castings, called into meetings, and we just can't escape because it's work. It's the business. It's what we're here to do. So, I mean, he's been in the business 47 years. I've only been in it 18.
Right.
So,
right.
But, you know, we respect each other's work and we support, and we just keep on going. And when we talk with him, we'll talk about a lot of the stuff that is coming up. I know that we have a project coming up. It's a part of the 168 Film Festival.
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
that is, Oba is going to be directing that piece that is going to be starring fabulous Della Reese. It's going to be, Oba will be in it as well as he's directing it. Melissa Biggs, she was formerly on Baywatch. She is a participant in it, as well as Noah Dahl. And Risa Gray is going to be in it. And Risa already has her wardrobe stylist already excited, and her publicist is excited about it. So,
wow.
And we have Jonathan Elias, an Academy Award-winning composer. He composed the Nike commercials. He does the music for the Nike commercials and Adidas commercials. And, you know, in those Columbia Pictures films where you see Annette Bening as a Statue of Liberty and you hear the music?
Mm.
He did that. Yeah, that's his stuff. Yeah, he is now involved in our project, who's going to be our composer. So we have so many. It's just going to be a wonderful experience starting on May 13th, where we pick the verse. And then Wally White will be writing it along with, oh, and Sati Gossett, Lou Gossett's son, Sati, who is a well-known short film producer and writer and director. He is on the team as well. So we have a great, great team all ready to go on this fabulous project. We're going to hear more about that from Oba. Oh, my goodness. Next week is our ceremony, so it's going to be quite we're going to
wow.
be doing something very different will be happening next week. So everyone stay tuned, and you'll hear more about it. It's going to be so fabulous. And the prize, the best film prize, is $5,000. So
wow.
That's exciting. And we're going to win. We're totally going to win. With that kind of team that we have and with the face that we have, how can we lose? It's impossible. It's not going to happen. So thank you so much for joining us today, John. I really appreciate you.
Anytime.
You are the best. Yeah. And you're in the movie, too. Oh, my gosh. Hello. You're in it.
I know.
You are in it. You are in it. So I'm going to talk about Eyebrow Tweezer Twins before we get into the quote of the week. And because we always have to have some kind of beauty tip on Beauty Pop, because that's what the show is, fashion, hair care, skin care, and makeup. So we're going to talk about eyebrow tweezer twins. Now, we all know that brows look much neater after we've reshaped them and plucked out those stray hairs, but the process can leave the area pink and sore. So here's how to minimize tweezer twinge in 3 minutes. Okay, we ready? Okay, so first, immediately after tweezing, apply ice cold compresses or crushed ice in a plastic sandwich bag. You want to hold that in place for about a minute. Then what you want to do is dampen a cotton ball with a gentle astringent, such as witch hazel or pretty much either witch hazel or actually hydrogen peroxide is a good astringent as well. Dab that on the cotton ball and put that on the tweezed areas. And then you want to pat it dry with a clean towel and smooth on a light moisturizer. And it can be the same moisturizer that you use all over your body or your face moisturizer, or you can just get some Vaseline and put that on there. And then you want to wait at least a half an hour before applying makeup, because it's still going to be just a little bit sore, but it is going to take it away very quickly. This quick treatment will take away most of the sting and get the reddened skin back to normal in a very short amount of time. So now, just keep in mind, it's always best to shape the brows in the evening after a bath or shower so that by morning, any trace of irritation will be all gone away. So that's our beauty tip for the day, how to get rid of eyebrow tweezer twinge. And our quote of the week is, being beautiful is following your dreams, even when others tell you it's pointless. Being beautiful is about being creative, smart, and funny in your own unique way.
In my alley, let it go, give it up, set it free, that's how it gotta be.
It's about not thinking your way to be a woman is the best way, the only way. It's about letting women and girls choose their own path, their own unique way of being themselves, and deciding what is feminine and beautiful to them. Because remembering at all times, there is no one way to be beautiful. We are all beautiful. We just let it shine from within. So thank you so much for listening this week. Thank you so much, John Downey III, for being a wonderful guest. And we'll see you back here on Beauty Pop next week, same time, same station. Take care out there. Bye.
That's how it gotta be. Wings, so it's like, okay. It's all across the sky.